Hi, how's it going? This is Eric, the staff writer for Inclusive Android. Today I'm putting down my pen and attempting some amateur audio engineering to bring you a tutorial on labeling graphics with TalkBack. As there's been some advancement in this field lately, I thought we might update what we've got. We do have some tutorials on labeling graphics that are written, so I'll go ahead and post those in the comments section so you can get a hold of them. Now, ideally, what we would like to see is for developers who are developing in the new paradigm, as you would if you are building an Android app, we'd like to see you label your graphics and controls because it looks nice, it tidies your interface, it helps everyone, and it's a good thing to do. Since we haven't gotten to that point yet, we do have this ability to label graphics, and that's good. Certainly better than what we had in 2013, for example, but as you are about to see, it's got its limitations. So the first thing that I'm going to do is unlock my phone.
9:36 a.m. Device unlocked. Home.
Now I'm going to label a graphic in the app called Checkout 51. This is a coupon app, which I've reviewed in the past.
Checkout 51.
Certainly invite you to go and look that up on Inclusive Android if you'd like to see it.
Checkout 51. Showing items 1 to 6 of 91.
So in the Checkout 51 app, you have a list of offers, and you scan a receipt with your phone's digital camera. You upload the receipt, and you get a rebate. The graphics in this app are pretty easy to figure out and label. For example, I am going to touch an offer.
Kellogg's Mini Wheats $1 cash back.
Okay, so there is an offer for Kellogg's Mini Wheats, and if I flick to the right, I will hear...
Button 24, unlabeled.
Button 24, unlabeled. So, to begin with, I'm going to draw a right angle, and it's going to start at just above the home button to the middle of the screen, going up, and then it's going to go to the right. Now, when you're doing these right angle gestures, they can be a little bit trying to master. One thing that helped me is that when I started out, I did them on a dry screen. So just lock the phone, and then you can touch the screen without affecting anything. Make sure that you know the layout of your screen so that you're starting your gesture above the soft keys, if you have soft keys, and then you can get a little bit of practice in. You can position your hand a certain way, touch the screen, make sure you're in alignment, because if you're off a bit or your two swipes are not fluid, it will not recognize them as a right angle gesture. So here we go. We're going to do the right angle gesture up and to the right.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
And you hear, touch the screen and explore in a circle. So what you've got is a rotary style control that has menu options. Now the add label is towards the right.
Add label.
Yeah, it's directly on the right hand side. I'm going to lift my finger to activate the
option. Alert add label. Showing text keyboard.
Now I'm going to type the name for the label, which is going to be add star.
W A A F D D F D D space S A T T A A T R E E delete eat R R.
Then I'm going to hit done, which is in the lower right corner.
Done. Keyboard hidden. Talk back. Checkout 51. Add star button.
Showing items 1 to 6 of 91.
Okay, so now we're on an add star button. which is something we just labeled.
Loaf of bread, claimed Le Kellogg's Mini Wheats $1 cash back.
Now, here I am back on Kellogg's Mini Wheats. If I flick to the right, I'm going to hear AdStar.
AdStar button.
Cool.
Select Cavendish Farms Registered Trademark Premium Potato Products, claimed limit.
Okay, so there is a offer for Cavendish potatoes.
AdStar button.
And it's also got an AdStar button beside it. So you can see that it's gone through and labeled all of these star buttons AdStar. Now, at the top of this, there are two tabs. One tab is for all of the offers, and the other tab is for the offers that you've starred. So I am going to find the starred tab.
Starred, $2. Buy two, all brand asterisk breakfast bars, $1 cash back.
There I am. I'm in the starred now, and I have a few things queued up in here. Now, if I touch one of these offers.
Buy two, all brand asterisk breakfast bars, $1 cash back.
We've got all brand breakfast bars. Now watch what happens when I flick to the right.
Add star button.
I get an add star button. Now, intuition tells me that this is not, in fact, going to add a star because we are in the starred offers. So presumably these already have a star added to them. We're going to remove the star if we touch this button or double tap it. Now, I understand this, but for aesthetic purposes, I may not want this graphic to be labeled add star. If I change it here, it's going to change it out on the all offers screen, of course. One of the limitations of graphics labeling being that if you use the same graphic for different operations, the graphic will be named whatever you name it for both. So, for aesthetic purposes, I've decided, after finding this out, I want to change this graphic's name to Star. So, I'm going to do my right-angle gesture again.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Now I have my rotary style control, and edit is near the top left, I think.
Room cancel. Edit label.
No, it's not. It's near the top right. So I'm going to now lift my finger.
Talk back. Alert edit label. Showing text keyboard.
Now I have the edit box on the screen and the keyboard, of course.
Characters. A. D. D. Space. Delete.
Space deleted.
Delete.
D deleted.
Delete.
D deleted.
Delete.
A deleted.
And I'm going to hit the done button in the lower left corner. Lower right corner.
Done. Keyboard hidden. Checkout 51. Star button.
There you go. Now, in both screens, it says star. Not add star, not remove star. Simply star. So now that we have this label, I'm going to open up another app and show you something else. This is the Pepper Plate Recipe Manager. I've been experimenting with several of these recipe managers, and hopefully Inclusive Android will see the fruits of that experimentation one of these days. So,
home button.
Let's go to the home screen.
Home. Home.
And open Pepper Plate.
Pepper Plate.
Now, Pepper Plate has a logon screen because it lets you back up your recipes and share them and stuff. So, the controls in this screen are labeled pretty well if you...
Edit box. Email address.
See, there's the email address edit box.
Edit box. Password.
Password edit box.
Sign in button.
Sign in button. But at the top, there's this button.
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 Unlabeled.
Button.
Now.
Button.
I know from experimenting with this, that this is a button which will direct you to Facebook so that you can use Facebook to authenticate your Pepperplate account. So watch what happens when I try to label it.
No menu items.
Up right.
No menu items.
Up right.
No menu items.
So this graphics labeling system is only for one very specific graphics control. And if you're using any other controls, such as an edit box, checkbox, button, it is not going to label that thing. So if you're a developer and you're in the habit of not giving things labels, you are really crippling people who rely on them for screen reader or speech input uses. Imagine that you are building a timesheet app, for example, and you create a huge form full of various types of information and don't bother to give any of the controls proper labels. So let's go on now and look at the import-export feature. Now, the import-export feature came out in February of 2016. In order to use this, you will need Lollipop 5.1 and the latest version of TalkBack from February. If you don't have this software configuration as a minimum, it won't work. But
home button.
This phone, fortunately for me, is
home. Home.
Got somewhat modern firmware on it. So I'm going to show you this. Now, the easiest way to get to the TalkBack settings that I have found is to do a downright right angle gesture. So we're starting from near the top of the phone by the status bar. And we're going downright.
Alka, next bus.
Not so much. Downright.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
So if you didn't get it on the first few attempts, don't worry, it happens to the best of us. Now I'm going to find the TalkBack settings, which is near the top right corner of the rotary control.
Read for cancel. TalkBack settings.
And lift to activate.
TalkBack settings.
So I'm going to do my two-finger scrolls until I find what I need.
Manage keyboard shortcuts. Manage custom labels.
Manage custom labels is what the graphics manager is called. I'm going to double tap that.
Manage custom labels. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
And in the label manager, I have three options. I have export labels.
Export custom labels button.
Export custom labels, rather. Import custom labels.
Revert imported labels button. Export custom labels. Import custom labels button.
Sorry, import, export, and revert import. So if you copy over something that you didn't want to copy over, then you do have the revert option. So let me show you how the export function works. I'm going to touch the export button.
Export custom labels button. Choose application to export labels.
Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
Okay, so now I get a pretty good selection of items on my device that I could export to. So if I wanted to label my graphics file to myself or to someone else, if I wanted to send it to Dropbox or Google Drive, many options in here by default. So good integration. The one that I want is Dropbox for now.
Choose application to export labels. Add to Dropbox.
Add to Dropbox. And I'm going to double tap.
Dropbox.
Now I have a screen with all of my Dropbox folders, and I'm going to choose the Eric 1 folder.
Eric 1.
There you go.
Showing item 2 of 2.
And now I am going to hit the add button, which is not where I would have placed it. It's in the lower right corner.
List showing 0, add button.
Add button, double tap.
Manage custom labels. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
And my labels are exported just like that. Now, even though I have 3 programs in here that have labels for various graphics, I am not going to be able to export them individually. Now, the graphics file is a TalkBack labels file with an extension .tbl, and it is a flat text file. So if you need to edit your graphic labels that way, you could. We're experimenting now to see if we can separate these out and offer users the ability to share their graphics labels files for various applications as part of the services at Inclusive Android. And if that happens, it will be in our next cycle of development. Now, speaking of the next development cycle, we're very close to being able to get that started, thanks to the generosity of a number of people who've visited Inclusive Android and hit the magic donate button. So thank you very much to all of you, and also to people who have visited us and gone shopping through our Amazon links. If you feel like going shopping, visit Inclusive Android and go to the very bottom where you can see there are Amazon links for .com.ca and .co.uk. Go shopping with us and help us support the development of the site. Thank you very much. We hope you've enjoyed the tutorial, found it fun and entertaining. We'll see you next time on inclusiveandroid.com.